The Clark Art Institute's next exhibit features Helen Frankenthaler's innovative approach to the woodcut and pioneering abstract art on nature. Director Olivier Millet, in his first summer at the Clark Art Institute in the Northern Berkshires, says the season is, so far, so good. In April, Mass MoCA, the Clark Art Institute, the Williams College Museum of Art, Williamstown Theater Festival, and the Bennington Museum in Vermont collaborated to highlight the region's cultural attractions.
This initiative received a lot of good answers from the public, from the press, and I think also from organizations around the county and the country.
The Clark says museum activity is definitely up this year, boosted in part by the opening of Mass MoCA's Building 6 and Solid Sound Festival. And in the spirit of playing off the region's eclectic culture, Millet announced the opening of two Helen Frankenthaler exhibits, an abstract artist with deep ties to the Berkshires. Curator Kathy Morris says Frankenthaler studied abstract art at Bennington College in Vermont and was the artist in residence at Williams College in 1979. In the 1980s, Frankenthaler worked on a project at the Clark, Morris says.
She was a very, very hands-on artist in terms of the way her art was displayed, how it was exhibited.
Morris says the Clark kept that mantra in mind almost 40 years later. Her exhibit, As in Nature, Helen Frankenthaler Paintings, has 12 very large-scale paintings.
It's like a billboard. They fill the galleries.
Frankenthaler's medium was oil paints and canvas. Morris says it was Frankenthaler's own technique.
So what she did, and this was the era of abstract expressionists, so you think of like Jackson Pollock, who was slightly older than her, you know, putting his canvases on the floor and then dripping paint on it, you know, with his great drip paintings. She also was started to work on the idea of putting unstretched canvas on the floor and then manipulating paint on it.
She would mix and pour incredibly thin paint on a canvas.
And sort of tilting the canvas to direct the paint in different directions. And the paint was so thin that it would actually just soak into the canvas itself.
Staring into one of those paintings, Barometer, finished in 1992, looks like a film of color.
The oils had an effect that sometimes she used to great effect, but she ended up not really wanting to have to deal with it. And that is that oil paint has oils in it that leach out and create halos, a halo effect, kind of like if you have a croissant in a paper bag and you look at the bag and you have this kind of blotting of butter that's coming through.
Frankenthaler later switched to acrylics to get rid of that effect and went for a much heavier tactile style instead. That exhibit is open until October 9th. In the Manton Research Center, the works in the exhibit No Rules, Helen Frankenthaler Woodcuts have a much more pastel look. Curator Jay Clark says the devil is in the details when it comes to understanding how Frankenthaler got this innovative approach to the woodcut. Basically, a woodcut is made from a block of wood that is carved to make a shape before being soaked with ink or paint and then applied to a surface, like an old newspaper press. But Frankenthaler's trick was to make her own paper from ground-up linen.
It's this kind of goo, like think of oatmeal. Then you spread that goo over, goo is a technical term, by the way, over something that looks like a screen that you would have on your porch.
That then dries and is flattened, and voila, homemade paper. Clark says this was an example of Frankenthaler always pushing the boundaries to get her craft just right.
So it's not only a sheet of artist-created paper, but it's also woodcut on top of it. So again, this idea of layers and layers and layers.
That exhibit runs until September 24th. In an interview in 1994, Frankenthaler said, "There are no rules. That is one thing I say about every medium, every picture. That is how art is born. That is how breakthroughs happen. Go against the rules, or ignore the rules. That is what invention is all about." Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.